It's Jamie, and I am here with my friend Christina Meyer from the Meyer Law Firm. Today, we're going to talk about an interesting issue, and that is buying a house with someone who is not your spouse. So let's talk about some of the pitfalls.
So what could happen is at some point you no longer want to be a couple anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And two scenarios, you're either both on title,
okay,
and both responsible for the note and mortgage, or only one of you is on title, but the other has really been contributing and helping to build the equity in the home. So what happens when you want to separate, one person moves out of the house? What do you do with the equity in the house?
Okay.
And we see this, and it turns into a huge fight, a very costly fight. And if you can't resolve it outside of the courtroom, then you have to go into the courtroom fighting over something which I believe could have been addressed had you gone to see an attorney prior to purchasing the house, or even after, and getting an agreement in place.
Right.
So we work with clients and we find out a little bit about what their relationship is and what their arrangement is relative to the house.
Okay.
Is one person, you know, agreeing to carry all the bills while the other person is in school? Are they both contributing 50-50, 75-25, whatever it happens to be?
Mm-hmm.
And we ask them, okay, I'm sure you're going to last forever, but
right,
what happens if you don't?
Sure.
Let's plan for the worst and hope for the best. Who would have the first right to buy the house? What would the other person be entitled to?
Right. A breakup is hard no matter what, whether it's amicable or not.
Correct.
So the person you want to talk to is Christina Meyer, and you can reach Christina at 518-313-7809. Or online at themeyerlawfirm.com. Meyer spelled M-E-I-E-R, themeyerlawfirm.com.